When two radicalized Muslims stormed the offices of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and killed 12 people back in January, there was an immense global outpouring of support for the publication. But now a literary group's decision to give Charlie Hebdo a Freedom of Expression Courage Award is drawing dissent. The Pan American Center will bestow the award tomorrow night, and more than 200 writers have signed a letter of protest. They write, "There is a critical difference between staunchly supporting expression that violates the acceptable and enthusiastically rewarding such expression." These dissenters say, in particular, that Charlie Hebdo's cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad are intended to cause further humiliation and suffering to a victimized population. Charlie Hebdo's film critic, Jean-Baptiste Torre, came by our studios, and I asked him about that.
I have to say that if you're standing for the freedom of expression, you can't be at one moment for this freedom of expression and 2 or 3 minutes later against that. You know, it's you're honoring a principle. You're not honoring a specific content in a magazine. Even in Charlie Hebdo, we often not agree together.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me follow up and ask about the distinction that these objectors are drawing. They're saying provocation is not the same as courage. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
It's very strange because I have the feeling that a lot of people are talking about Charlie Hebdo, but mm-hmm. they don't really know what they're talking about. Saying that we are attacking the weak people.
Mm-hmm. The victimized people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We never attacked Muslim people, for example, or person in particular. We are attacking, we are criticizing, making parody sometimes of religion, of icon. Nothing is sacred for us. That's something very important. So we don't attack particular people.
Let me take you back to the morning of January 7th. How was it that you happened to not be at work that morning? Mm. What made you late?
I was lucky, in fact.
Yes.
I was about to take the subway, and suddenly I received a lot of text message and phone calls. And in a few seconds, maybe 10 or 15 seconds, I understood that something happened in Charlie Hebdo.
And as you were getting those text messages that morning, what was going through your mind?
It's like an idea you repressed, you know, for a long time. And because we all knew that some of the cartoon were difficult for some people. And suddenly you have the impression that all this repressed is explode in your face, you know, because it was just about what? Little guys in cartoon, you know. It's not a question about reading an article. It's a question about viewing or interpreting a cartoon. And the violence of what happened, it's hard to make sense of that.
Mm-hmm. Does Charlie Hebdo feel like a very different magazine to you now as you work there?
A little bit. The first reason is obvious. It's because a part of the staff member disappeared that day. But of course, the most important is to keep in you this energy, this humor, because it's very difficult to find something funny. It's more difficult today.
Mr. Torre, I'm looking at a cartoon that ran in Charlie Hebdo a couple of months ago, at the end of February. And it's a series of images that show the Je suis Charlie slogan. So you see Je suis Charlie on detergent bottles and on posters and on flyers and store windows. And then at the bottom, the last panel says, meantime at Charlie. And you see two staffers sitting at a table. They're guarded by police. They're not drawing, they're not writing, but they're thinking, who am I? Qui suis-je? Is that what it feels like at the magazine now? Who are we?
I think these cartoons say better than the thousand words. It's a sort of paradox, a sort of irony to see so many people in France and all over the world saying, Je suis Charlie. What does that mean, Je suis Charlie? Before January 7, very few people were Je suis Charlie at that time. So the irony is that today, everybody is Je suis Charlie, of course. We are all okay with that. We are all against terrorism. But maybe it would have been more useful 10 years ago. At that moment, we are very alone. So it's, for me, it's part of the irony. Everybody is Je suis Charlie, but question, maybe it's too late. It's quite easy to say Je suis Charlie, but can you react as je suis Charlie.
Mr. Torre, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for the invitation. It was a pleasure.
Jean-Baptiste Torre is a film critic for the French satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo.